This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let me get this straight. Chuck Schumer is out in front of his house in New York in his Christmas sweater and shirt and jacket talking about how badly we need witnesses in a Senate trial from the White House. Chuck, go enjoy the season, would you? Go just celebrate with family and have a nice little Hanukkah celebration there and just go do your thing. Please. It's Christmas, Adam.
You see who they're talking about for the defense team? Two of them being Doug Collins and Jim Jordan.
I'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're
bring
just,
that on.
It's over. They're just trying to, you know, salvage some kind of a win out of this, and it's just over. It's just so over. Anyway, I don't want to talk about any of this. It's Christmas time for crying out loud, but we need to. Especially when the forum editorial gives you a little Christmas present in the form of judgment. How can Christians be Trump supporters? We've read the editorial, and we've given you a chance to weigh in on it. So we're going to talk about that for the next half hour. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Todd is on his way for a little holiday cheer, back after the holidays. And in the meantime, you got more. We have a little Christmas special tomorrow and Christmas Day as well. So we will have full Christmas cheer tomorrow and then back on the... actually, I won't be here until Monday again. I'll be off for a couple of days doing that annual shopping post-Christmas trip with the youngest member of the Hannon family, Haley. So, this hour of the program is brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services here in Bismarck since 1908, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana now as well. Over 100 years. And I always tell you, if you're looking to squeeze every last possible bit of efficiency out of your bottom line, I would really encourage you, when you're looking at the numbers, to call the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons and say, tell me more about Link. Can I just give you guys the maintenance here and know what my bottom line is going to be, and you maintain it, you replace it, all of that? They do that for over 1,000 buildings now in the region. HATandSons.com. Let's find out what's on your mind today. Michelle in Columbus. Go ahead.
I was enjoying listening to that last fellow talking, reading a little bit of Bible verses. And what I say is, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. And the president, he's doing his work. He's keeping on with life as usual. Pray for him. And he is in the Christmas season, too. And what I have seen work in the real is that when you have a complaint like this against somebody, and you run into it when you're working on your own, you know, with employees and stuff just out in the middle of nowhere, somebody gets the idea they're going to go sign a complaint over at the state's attorney office because they figure you're doing some kind of illegal business, you know. And then it comes around and the judge says, well, you're okay. We got no argument with that. Well, in that case, then the person, the court costs go to the person that signed the complaint, as I understand it. So why don't we let these Democrats know that you better pull this one off, or it's gonna hit you in your pocketbook?
Good suggestion. Good suggestion. Michelle, love your wisdom up there in beautiful Columbus, North Dakota. Thank you so much. Christine is where we go next. Buck is waiting to weigh in. Go ahead, Buck.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I just wanted to point out a little bit of hypocrisy on the left. My memory serves me correctly. About 2 weeks ago, Pelosi was being questioned about if she hated Trump, and she said, no, I'm a Catholic. I don't hate anybody. Well, how can she be Catholic and support the killing of innocent life in the womb?
That would have been a good next question for her from somebody in that ace crack, Capitol press corps, wouldn't it?
Right. But, of course, they'll never ask any questions like that.
And, they tend to justify that all on their own.
Yes, I know. Funny how that works. I also had another theory about why Nancy Pelosi is not sending that over to the Senate. I think they are scared to death of what witnesses will be called, such as Schiff and Nadler and the Bidens. And I think that's the last thing they want is those people to have to testify under oath in front of Congress.
The sense I get is that the president wants a trial. He wants the ability to do this. And at one point he did not. At least he was saying in private meetings that he did not. Senator Kevin Cramer told us that really, he personally thought it wouldn't be a bad idea. He didn't want to put his family through it because this was very tough on his wife and young son. But obviously now is saying, give me my due. Let me face my accusers here, which is how these things are supposed to work. So it'll be interesting to see, because I get the sense that Mitch McConnell maybe doesn't, right? Have the opening statements and then decide not is enough. Shut this down. Let's end this charade. So,
well, there might be some people on the right even that are a little nervous about who might be called to testify.
Yeah, very interesting to see what happens in the coming days. Thank you, Buck. Appreciate the call. David in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to share a little article here from the summer of 2018 in the Newsmax magazine. And it's an article by David Brody. It's called Inside Donald Trump's Face. And it starts out with this quote. As long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, then America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the light unto all nations. And that goes on, starts the article, says, perhaps surprisingly, those words spoken at this year's National Prayer Day breakfast were uttered not by one of the many pastors, reverends, or rabbis in attendance, but by the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I would refer the Fargo Forum, the guy who wrote the article, to that summer 2018 article in Newsmax, written by Brody. The other thing about, I have no question about the president's fate. During the presidential debates, the more they went on, the more I realized that in my own meditations, I got the feeling to, I'd talked to the good Lord, and I said, I get this strong feeling that you're calling Donald Trump to be president of this country and the leader of this country and leader of the world at this time in our history. And I think it's being proved out. And there's no doubt in my mind that he has restored God back to the figurehead of this government. And we can't. So there's no question about his faith to me. So thank you for that opportunity. I just want to share that to you.
Yeah, well said. And you're right about Trump's comments, faith-based comments, specifically talking about God and how he includes it in so much. And it really is ignored in much of the media coverage of him, of course, because I think they dismiss it as, oh, that's just phony or whatever. But it's a lot further even than George W. Bush, who was sort of the evangelical president and thought to be the person that was as strong as any in recent memory in the White House that was forward with their faith. So Trump has done it. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but you're absolutely right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Chris, cruising on the road somewhere, listening on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Secondly, I've had manure on the bottom of my boots that's influenced me more than the Forum editorial ever has. And thirdly, somebody needs to remind Schumer that elections have consequences. I'll hang up and listen to it live. Thank you.
Say again, it's Schumer, that elections have consequences, did you say?
Yes, sir.
And that manure on your boots has had more influence on you than the Forum editorial ever has?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that, Chris. Appreciate it very much. Steve in Hillsboro, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yep, I heard that on the way in for breakfast this morning, that comment that the Forum made, and I called them, canceled my subscription, and told them that it's the most appalling thing I've ever heard. When are they going to start respecting our president like we used to in the old days? I'm really sick and tired of folks not respecting the office. Not if they don't respect the man, you need to respect the office. And really, that's all I got to say.
Well, I don't think that goes for respecting the office when the office holder is a conservative, though, Steve. You see, there's that little thing there. But I appreciate your comment. Totally get it. Appreciate it. Jeff in Jamestown, Tom in Detroit Lakes, Earl in Wolf Lake, when we come back.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing. dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite.
Safe travels to you as you head out for the blessed Christmas season. Arrive alive, buckle up, be smart, watch that weather forecast. And also to all of our fine listeners and all of our fine sponsors, we say Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas to you and your families as well. So appreciate being able to do this day in and day out. Love of my life from a career standpoint is the conversations that are had on what's on your mind. It's just so, well, it fills my bucket every day just to hear great wisdom from our fine listeners. And as I said, we have great sponsors, too, like our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. Hello, CJ. Merry Christmas to you.
So you all ready for Christmas? You going to work tomorrow, too? Or?
You know, I normally do on Christmas Eve for a while anyway, half day, but we have a Christmas special on tomorrow, so I'm not. They've kicked me off tomorrow, so I'm not working at all. So how about that?
Well, that's probably a good thing, right?
I'll take the opportunity to just chill a little. And actually, most of the crew is headed to Grand Forks tonight, and then I'll take care of the dogs and head out early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal. But
exactly.
Yeah, we're taking tomorrow off. And however, you know, it's one of those things. You know, if you're looking for injector cleaner, just or you know, of course, repairs. You know, definitely give us a call. Another thing I wanted to mention is with the 2007 on up Dodges with the 6.7 Cummins in it, a lot of guys are having turbocharger actuator problems, and a lot of times they can be misdiagnosed, or sometimes shops will tell them that the turbocharger is bad. With our experience, 95% of the time, we can replace the actuator and fix your low power problems, your boost problems, and get rid of those turbocharger codes for way, way less money. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, we can save you thousands of dollars by doing that. The actuators are not that pricey. Labor to do the job's about 3 hours, so usually a guy can, you know, be out the door for $700-$800 versus $3,000-$3,500. So it's one of those things that we've been doing this a lot, you know, for a long time, diagnosing the turbos correctly. And, you know, we typically replace probably about 2 to 3 a month, you know, so definitely give us a call, you know, and it's worth the trip to come and see us.
It is indeed. Give them a call at 701-258-5011. They're in Bismarck, DACDiesel.com. What's the best way to find you? What's a good marker that's nearby you?
Well, we're straight east. We're far east of, on that gravel road, far east of Hubbard Feeds as you can go. So there's a gravel road right before you get to Hubbard Feeds if you're headed south of the expressway. And you go down that gravel road, and just remember, you cannot go any farther east than where we're at. So that's probably, I'd say, the easiest way to find us. So, and you can always Google us also.
There's that. All right, CJ, have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you later this week.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, you have a great Christmas, too, and all your crew there. So.
701-258-5011. Give them a call. CJ at DAC Diesel. Who is next here? Jeff, Jamestown, go ahead.
I was watching Trump's campaign rally in Florida, and he went on a big deal about the fumes coming off of wind towers and the fumes and how it's toxic and it's bad and it's terrible and the fumes are so bad. What's he talking about? What fumes?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part of the speech. I've never heard him talk about it before. I've heard him joke about, you know, if they stop, darling, you know,
can't watch TV
tonight because
the wind isn't blowing.
Yeah, the wind isn't blowing, but I've not heard him talk about the fumes, so I don't know what that.
It went on quite some time, and I, you know, all it is a generator propelled by wind blades, like a generator propelled by steam from coal or by water. A generator's turned. Could we just get back to reality here? And the last thing, let's subpoena everybody. everybody in Congress. You're all subpoenaed. Let's see who wants to talk and let the chips fall where they may. Subpoena everybody top to bottom, like when study hall got out of control in school. Everybody got questions. So let's see how this turns out, okay?
Yes, yes. I didn't like that much, that policy in the study hall when, you know, one person, two people, maybe three screwed up, and then everybody got the punishment for it. Okay, fine. You know, we're going to have total quiet. You're going to be like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. What the heck is it? How does this work?
But it'll be figured out who did it, right?
Yeah, they get to the bottom of it. Yes, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. I told you about the milk spilled on the bathroom wall one time. Didn't that, Cameron? I think I did.
Yeah.
wasn't pretty. Tom in Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Two things. One, I find it really hard to believe there isn't voter fraud in Minnesota, because how can Duluth and Minneapolis go blue and carry the entire state when the rest of the entire state was red? So, obviously, I know some union stewards that could tell me to almost the voting number in certain districts who was going to win and who was going to lose, which I find kind of suspicious at best. But nonetheless, so I hope that Minnesota continues on with its red purge and get rid of it.
Don't forget, Al Franken won by 300 votes, and there were, like, votes in a locker they found, and, you know, remember that whole mess?
Right.
There was a lot of very suspicious stuff there.
Yeah, we're good for leaving voter ballots in somebody's car and driving around to make sure we can flip the election. The other thing I have is veterans. I am a United States Marine Corps veteran, honorably discharged, and I have no benefits. I get medical benefits to a certain percent. I'm 10% disabled, lost my hearing in a mortar round. Nonetheless, please, the next time you have one of your senators or congressmen on the radio program, find out why I can't get PX rights. I can't go to the MEP Center in Minneapolis at the airport. None of the benefits outside of medical apply to me unless I'm either active duty or retired 20 years. When I signed my contract with the government to go into the Marine Corps, it said I was entitled to all benefits for the VA. The problem herein lies that most of these politicians got their hands in the jar, and they've changed it. So if you're not in 4 years in one day, you know, those kind of stupidity things. But nonetheless, next time you get a chance, and I'm very appreciative of the benefit that I do have for my hearing, what really bothers me is there's no other benefits. None. Unless I'm either injured, I can't even get dental benefits. Why? Because my face didn't get blown up, so I can't get dental insurance is what they tell me. I don't qualify.
Tom, I have, you know, we obviously will use this next time we have Senator Kramer on, who joins us weekly to talk about it, or Senator Hovind, whoever comes on next. So stay tuned. Appreciate that call. Earl and Wolf Lake had a comment. Get you in here quickly, Earl. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, just wanted to say one quick thing. I'm just asking the people in Becker County and our district here to help me get rid of Colin Peterson. Michelle Fischbach is the only way to go. Please, people. Get rid of this guy. He's just not what we need.
Appreciate the call, Earl. Thanks. More
it's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Ludafist time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hinnon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Ludafist dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat Ludafisk and all the fixins. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Husfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news. The CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, is out of that position. In a statement, the board of directors says it's been decided they need a change of leadership to restore confidence in the company. Muilenburg's been under fire as Boeing struggles to handle the fallout from the grounding of a 737 MAX jet fleet. Chairman David Calhoun has been moved up to be president and CEO, effective January 13th.
He's energized.
That's how First Order Ivanka Trump describes her father, despite the impeachment process.
As are 63 million plus voters who elected him to office.
She was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The CDC is now blaming vitamin E acetate for most of the vaping illnesses they've been seeing. It's a thickening agent often added to illicit THC vaping products. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the
reasons to support Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Minnesota company. We love that. They're right here in the neighborhood. And, of course, strong supporter of President Trump's unending support for the president, really is from the beginning, and goes to many of the rallies and just very, very bold, very awesome. He recently met a group of our listeners that we took to dinner as part of a trip to Washington, D.C., came on over to Carmine's and had a great time, just, you know, greeting all the folks and having a wonderful time. And, of course, he makes the best pillow on earth. There's that, too. And towels and sheets and so many other products, and they're all on sale right now just in time for Christmas, okay? And they all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them? Send them back. Simple as that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You got to use the promo code Scott to get the really good deals, like 30% off the towels, like 2-for-1 plus no shipping on the sheets. Plus the body pillow, $89.99 normally for $29.99. You get the drill. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, let me get Andy and Bismarck here, and then we have a guest from the White House today on What's on Your Mind. Andy, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was reading on the Internet that if Trump was impeached by Congress, it would make him eligible to run again in 2020 and also in 2024. Is this correct?
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I've heard that as well, and I know that's floating around there, but I don't believe that to be true, Andy. You know what we will do? We will fact check that for you, though, for sure, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call very much.
Thank you.
All right. Our next guest comes to you live and direct from the White House. He's the White House Senior Advisor for Strategy, which is why we love visiting with him, as we have in the past. Because, you know, you're seeing what Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and all the newspapers want you to see and what they think is the news. And, you know, underneath all of that is like the duck with the feet in the water where all the work is going on. And as I mentioned earlier, I was watching C-SPAN today, flipped on C-SPAN because I refused to put any, you know, garbage on like MSNBC or CNN on one of the TVs we have here in the studio, and there's a mental health strategy session, you know, with a bunch of experts in the room. That kind of thing is constantly going on in this White House, and you don't hear about it. So we're not going to count ourselves among those that don't tell you about things that are going on. So we welcome to the program Tony Saig, White House Senior Advisor for Strategy. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
So nice to be with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with top priorities. As you're looking at strategy and you're looking at what nobody's talking about, what are the things we should know about that are happening in the way of strategy right now as we look ahead?
Well, it's easy to have a winning strategy when you have a president who's done absolutely nothing wrong. And what you see unfolding, and I think it's very important, and Nancy Pelosi's most recent maneuver and gimmick here exposes it, is Democrats know that they failed to prove their case in a House process they completely controlled. 17 witnesses during their hearings, they had complete authority to decide who got to testify and who didn't. The president's side was never allowed to have any due process rights, any protection of our constitutional right to privilege. We weren't allowed to introduce even evidence and rebuttal evidence into that trial, and they still failed to make their case. So now what you see Nancy Pelosi doing is failing to deliver these articles that she rushed through Congress, told everyone they had to vote on it before Christmas because the president was such a clear and present threat, and all of a sudden decides she's not going to advance it into the Senate because I think she's clearly realizing that they're kind of the dog that cleans the car at this point. They got this hyper-partisan vote. They rammed it through, but they didn't bring the people along with them. Public support is dropping. And there is going to be, I think, a completely unified Republican Party as there was in the House and the Senate. And you're probably going to end up getting a few Democrat senators, I'm going to imagine, voting against impeachment because they're so weak and unsupported, these articles. So, but Nancy Pelosi right now is holding this entire process, under her whim, and she's failing to allow the president to have even the most basic fair process in the Senate.
Now, Tony, Chuck Schumer was out this morning in front of his house, I think, or you know, something, doing a little press conference with the reporters all gathered around, throwing him softballs. And his argument was, okay, there's new White House emails out now that this is it. This is the bombshell. This tells us we absolutely have to have witnesses. So they clearly are playing a game of we're not going to send these until we get our witnesses. Mitch McConnell is obviously saying, you know what, we're going to do this on our timeline and phases just like we did with Clinton, and we'll decide the witness thing later. The president has said through Lindsey Graham, I want a trial and I want it now. What is the desired outcome here?
So let's be clear. The president has always wanted to have his fair opportunity in the Senate. And we clearly have said in the past that there are people, if there is a trial with witnesses, who have to testify. The whistleblower, number one, the anonymous person, not even on the Ukraine phone call, who worked with others, in the deep bureaucracy of the administration to try to create an issue with the president's very legitimate handling of the call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You have Adam Schiff, who completely, completely authoritatively took over the process, was the judge, jury, and executioner. He has to attest for, how he conducted this investigation in the Senate. And, of course, Hunter Biden. Whose involvement with Burisma, a corrupt Ukrainian energy company, is at the center of all this. And let's not forget.
Wait a minute, Tony. That's all been investigated over and over and over again. That's a closed deal. We've looked at that. I love that response to the Hunter Biden thing. Where is that? Can I find that investigation in that report? Where is it?
But here's what's so funny about Senator Schumer's comments. Their further admission that the Democrats completely failed to make their case in the House, a process they completely control. So when you have Chuck Schumer saying this, he's basically saying to Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, you guys screwed this up. Sorry for the language. But we now need to try to get more witnesses. And don't forget, at the center of this whole thing is the released transcript that the president voluntarily made available in the interest of full transparency.
they, Democrats, never thought he would release this fume. They kind of set this whole thing that they would be fighting over some a call that no one really understood what was on it. But the president called their bluff, put it out there. That's the evidence. That is the evidence. I mean, there was no quid pro quo that was completely proven. The Ukrainians did not give, did not start an investigation, and there certainly was no withholding of aid because of that. They got their aid ultimately, and they got it in a much more significant way than they ever had during the Obama administration, because the president delivered lethal military assistance to Ukraine, which they desperately needed and they're asking for. So all of their tricks, they're out of their tricks right now. So they're trying to, create some confusion around the articles even being delivered to the Senate. And again, the only place the president has a fair opportunity to get his side of the story out. But the Senate's going to have to make this decision. We've said that all along. Mitch McConnell is going to have to work to get a consensus in the Senate of how a trial is going to look like. But we're ready to participate no matter what it looks like.
All right, so let's assume this circus ends, mid-January, in time for the president to give his State of the Union address. How do you get beyond this? Obviously, there's a lot of, bad blood. The Democrats are going to have, wasted all this time on something that didn't come to be, so they're going to have to find something else to be assertive. But do you see a space where you actually can, with an election coming up, tackle infrastructure or tackle, some of these other priorities that have been on ice while the circus went on? I mean, what, give me a little sense of what 2020 looks like.
Well, first, I think it's important to talk about how 2019 ended. The president never allowed impeachment to get in the way of working hard for the American people. As much as Democrats and their allies in the media were obsessed with the issue, the president, again, with his economic policy, we just celebrated the two-year anniversary of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We have the best job market in half a century. We have people's paychecks going up for the first time in a decade. The stock market's hit a record high, and that helps pensions and 401ks. We just negotiated under the president's leadership two major trade agreements with our biggest trading partners. We've invested in the military with the NDAA bill signing that the president just did on Friday in a massive and meaningful way. So the president's never stopped because of impeachment. And what's happened is the people are supporting him because he's focused on the issues they care about. That's what all our polling is showing. In some states, the president has gained double-digit support while impeachment has dropped by double digits, especially in the most critical swing states in the election coming up. And you bring out a good point, Scott. The election is going to start. The process is going to start in a month. The Iowa caucus start in a month, and you have the New Hampshire primary. The Democrats rushed to do this ahead of the opportunity the people would have in an election to make a decision. And I think it's going to really backfire on them and result in a situation where voters are going to have an opportunity to air their frustrations. And I think they're very frustrated when they see one party obstructing a president who truly has been trying to work across the aisle in the best interest of the people. And like you said, we still have big issues like infrastructure, like lower prescription drug prices. We're not done yet, and the president's going to continue to focus on what's most important to the American people.
I think the biggest indictment of a failed process on the part of Nancy Pelosi and the House with that whole mess of impeachment was the laughable introduction of USMCA at the 11th hour to say, well, that's what we're going to do, and we need to hurry up on this so we can do that, when this has been languishing for a year. We have farmers and ranchers that are literally on the edge. Do they make it? Do they not make it? Having to talk to the bank. Very challenging weather situation on top of low prices, on top of the uncertainty that came from the trade deals. And she, at the 11th hour, comes out with USMCA after 1 year of negotiating, wasting the time that she had. That tells you everything you need to know about, they think. So my question when we come back from the break related to that is, will there be a need for Democrats to say, well, we did something, whereas you maybe wouldn't otherwise in an election year get a heck of a lot done of substance? Do you have a shot at getting something big, done that remains on the president's agenda? Want to talk about that when we come back with more of What's on Your Mind? back to the White House after this.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
One of those very distinctive voices, Faith Hill. What child is this? 10 before the top of the hour, finish our conversation with Tony Saig, White House Senior Advisor for Strategy here on the program after a word from Kev.
Well, I tell you, Schwann, BuickGMC.com. I can see why Todd is such a fan of Schwann. Boy, they've got great service specials. They've got great sales. Right now, all about getting rid of the 2019s. They got to move the 2019s out. Example, new GMC 2019 Acadia, all-wheel drive, the SLT1, was MSRP'd at $47,790. They've got it on sale right now, $38,673. Over 10 grand off. Plus, they're hiring. Looking for sales professionals, looking for a lot of positions at Schwann's. And if you want to find out more about all the deals wrapping up on the 2019s or employment opportunities, simply go to SchwannBuickGMC.com. SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call, 701-214-6372, and tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you.
Tony, a couple things about 2020 and heavy lifts that remain. There's a famous story out there. I forget who tells it, but basically that the president deferred to Paul Ryan and others and allowed, you know, Obamacare's repeal and replace, you know, legislation to be a priority ahead of infrastructure. And obviously it was a bad move by Paul Ryan, and he's no longer speaker. But so that leaves infrastructure still out there to be done. Is that the heaviest lift? What is the heaviest lift of the Trump agenda that still needs to be done in your eyes?
Well, infrastructure is very important and something the president's been focused on from, as you point out, the earliest part of his term. I will say, though, again, as we celebrate, and it should not be kind of glossed over, we literally just celebrated the two-year anniversary of the signing of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the most significant reform to our tax code in over 30 years. And what we're seeing is a record economy as a result. And then when you combine that with the deregulation agenda of the president, and he's eliminated significant onerous regulations on businesses and small banks, community banks, so they could lend to small business and individuals. And when you think about what he's doing with trade, it's the reason we have the best economy in half a century. But part of Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was actually repealing aspects of the Obamacare individual mandate. People forget that. It also opened up the Anwar area of Alaska for energy exploration. So it was a very significant piece of legislation that I think has set the real kind of pretext for a lot of the economic success of the administration. But infrastructure is critical. We know we do it. There's a lot of private investment on the sideline that's just going to need a little help from the government. So hopefully we can have the Democrats join us in this, because this is something that helps, you know, all across America.
You know, infrastructure, it means so many different things to so many different people on what it actually can be. It could be roads and bridges. It could be, you know, internet pipe. It could be, all kinds of different things. Bike paths to some people, I guess. What will be the lion's share? In a sentence or two, what is the president's vision of what would be in an infrastructure package?
Look, there have been a lot of things discussed, and the president's very open-minded when it comes to infrastructure. So whether it's, you know, roads and tunnels and bridges or rail, and rail is a very important aspect of infrastructure. I think what the president would like to see is just some progress being made and leveraging the great weight of private investment to solve what's a very important issue. And I think anyone who travels internationally or, you know, who goes even to some other cities that have upgraded their infrastructure, we're behind. And that's really not what Americans are used to. But when it comes to our airports, especially our rail system, we're behind the rest of, you know, the industrial world. And we need to make sure that we keep up with that and address it appropriately.
And do you see that as being a big priority in 2020? I mean, will that be an early discussion of some, you know, I guess, bipartisan, yeah, back and forth with the Congress?
I anticipate that will be a big discussion, yes. And we have made it a big point.
Fabulous. Tony, anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
I just want to say Merry Christmas, and of course, greetings and Happy New Year to all of you.
Same to you. Look forward to chatting next year. Tony Saig, White House Senior Advisor for Strategy, today on what's on your mind. Now, we are going to take a little bit of a Christmas hiatus. We will not be on the air tomorrow. We will not be on the air Christmas Day. We will have a guest host here on Thursday and Friday. But you know what? We're always here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Remember that, okay? That's also the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. So if you see somebody doing some incredible things, even at Christmas, think about all the law enforcement officers that are still out there. There's no Christmas for a firefighter, right? First responders, duty calls. So think about them. Celebrate them with the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table soup. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.